Sunk Cost Fallacy, written by No Name Library, aka A Sparrow Song 07, read by Mistborn Hero. A Puella Magi Madoka Magica Porfic, featuring the relationship Akemi Homura Kaname Madoka. It is tagged for Teen Up audiences, and the creator chose not to use archive warnings. It is rated for Teen Up audiences, and tagged for canon-compliant, time loop, canonical character death, angst, hopeful ending. Being Akemi Homura is suffering, friendship and love. The creator chose not to use archive warnings. When the world is reborn, it is reborn in red, in rain, in failure. Homura is lying in her bed. Her best friend is dead. Her only friend. Worse, she is a witch. Worse still, she does not know Homura, and she will die again if she does not do anything. If she were anyone else, it would be nothing more than a bad dream. She has just woken up, and the world is okay, and whoever Kaname Madoka is, she isn't someone Homura ought to be worrying about. And yet. It feels like fate, almost something bigger than her that drags her onward. Madoka is out there, right now. And if she does not act, then Madoka will not be there much longer. There is a voice in her head when she lets it reside there. It sounds like comfort, like hope, like being something bigger and doing something good before finding out it was all a trick. You keep crying. How many more times are you going to keep doing this, Akemi-san? It sounds horribly like Yubei. The world is reborn in red and rain and in failure and screaming. Reality and dreams mesh horribly, and when Homura thinks of Madoka's hair fanned out underneath her, ribbons coming undone, water on her face, she isn't sure if it is a nightmare or a memory. How many times have you been here already? How many more? The witch that used to be someone Homura knew dies. There were 4 and then 3, and now just her and Madoka staring at the aftermath. There is no relief. Not for girls like them. It is your fault, you know. The world is reborn in pain and terror and rain and gunpowder and Madoka begging for a different outcome. Give her a reprieve. Give her one final comfort. Give her something that isn't Homura's own blood, her life, her heart and her soul that stays pinned to her hand. She has to save her. Homura has to save her. There is no reality in which this is not her goal. There is no world Homura is allowed to exist where Kaname Madoka isn't. You're the reason she's like this. Why she's capable of this. The version of Kyubei she made a wish with sounds so empty, cruel, She doesn't know how she didn't recognize it before. She is going to be the worst witch because of you. She kills another Kyubei, this time just to make sure the one inside her head shut up. You're killing her. You love her so much, you're going to kill her. She's going to keep dying and becoming a witch, and you cannot save her. The ribbons come loose and turn into dust. There are 4. Akemi-san. 3. You cannot keep doing this, Akemi-san. 2. Just 2. Killing me will not save her either. You will not save her. You cannot. No matter how much you try, you cannot. You cannot save anyone, not even yourself, and especially not the person you love the most. She tries anyway, staring down the Walpurgish nuts, praying. Kyubei is there when it happens, because it is always there in one way or another. She and I made a contract. Madoka wishes with all her heart. Isn't that wonderful? Aren't you happy? Kyubei looks at her. My kind are saving the universe. Kaname-san is saving you. The world is reborn in pink and dust and starlight. You're welcome. For the first time in a long while, Hamada's dreams are sweet. There is a girl braiding her hair, picking her glasses off of the ground and putting them back on her face. There is a girl who looks at her like she matters, looks at her like she's worth something. The world is reborn in. The world is... The world is empty, for the most part. There is her, and the versions of people she knows, and there are the things that are part of her that giggle and run and cry. She is a witch, Madoka is alive, and she is everything, and Hamura is a witch. If only for just a moment, she does not get to be a witch for long, because all of a sudden she is something far worse. She is worse than even Madoka was, lifetimes ago, a tower that almost blackened out the sun. Madoka doesn't understand it, can't understand it. She loves the whole world and those stuck in it. She loves selflessly and foolishly, and Hamura reaches, drags down just a part of her, just a part. She wouldn't dare take more. This Madoka is small and gentle, and she does not have the world on her shoulders. She does not make wishes. She does not worry about her friends dying or turning into something awful. The world is reborn in black and pink and red and purple, always, always. The red spider lilies that fill every fold, every corner, bloom everywhere except behind Madoka's steps. They don't dare. This world is a little broken around the edges, held together in the cups of her hands, bits and pieces leaking through to fall into the law of cycles. Still, Madoka remains. She goes to school alongside girls who only just barely know what they are otherwise. Memory doesn't matter. This is a chance, this is a chance, and this is Hamura saving her best friend, her wish fulfilled. Even if she can just barely be a part of it, even if her feathers sometimes block out the light, even when every incubator she has the displeasure of seeing again finds its way in her sight, her real sight, not the doll she is, sometimes when she wants to pretend to be human for just a while. Still, this world is good. It is enough. There are no magical girls except for the ones carrying the universe to her chest, and there are no witches except for the one who created it. And perhaps, one day, after Madoka has grown and aged and lived a perfectly human life, Hamura will return her, give her back to the law of cycles. Proof. It was all for her. Everything was all for her. She only dared reach and only dared change and only dared separating because that was her wish so long ago, that she would save Madoka, and she did. She has never loved anyone more than she loves her. There is no world where Akemi Homura exists in which she does not love Kaname Madoka. And maybe, just maybe, God will look at the devil and forgive her. The end. Thank you for listening. This has been recorded for Parfic Femlash February. I hope you enjoyed. Yeah. Thank you for listening. I've not watched the Rebellion movie yet. The Rebellion story movie yet. And I think, despite not being tagged for it, this did spoil me a little bit. I do not know. I'm not sure. But if it did spoil me, and Elani is listening to this, I just want you to know I read it thinking it wasn't, and I liked the fic, and so decided to record it. So, thank you to SparrowSong07 for having blanket permission to Parfic. I hope you enjoyed listening, and please remember to drink some water today.